Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A little bit of cloud cover, but the big story today is the huge warm-up. But I'll show you why we won't reach record highs.
Durham County Sheriff is partnering with Hillside High School for a unique wake-up call about gun violence. The discussion taking stage today, a week after two students were shot near campus and one died.
New steps to try to fill bus driver positions in local schools. What we expect to learn today from Chapel Hill Carville Schools after the approval of a big pay increase. A lot to tell you about here on what's going to be a very warm Wednesday. Welcome to it. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we've had a big temperature increase during this week. That's been kind of fun to ride through this February spring here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. There is an end to all this.
There is. And, you know, the timing of this for hockey fans couldn't be any better. We're going to see the coldest day of the week on Saturday during that outside game. And we're going to talk more about that in just a little bit. Zebulon looking beautiful this morning. This is a look at the historic town hall. When the sun comes up, you'll see there's more cloud cover than we saw yesterday. We'll take a look at Futurecast. The bulk of the cloud cover that we see today will be in the northern half of the viewing area. And it wouldn't be out of the question to see a quick shower up around Roxborough or South Hill at some point this morning. Most of us are going to stay dry today. I'd say 95% of us will. But we will see some cloud cover. And you see how those clouds just kind of hang around from the Triangle area northward. Plenty of sunshine down to the south. And even in the areas where those clouds are hanging around, they may just be high and thin with some, you know, milky sunshine filtering through. Right now it is 51 degrees. It's going to be a warm day because of our southerly flow may gust up to 20 miles per hour this afternoon, but it's going to be a warm wind. We'll jump into the 70s by lunchtime, so it'll be a day to eat your lunch outside if you have that opportunity. Just hold on to the napkins. And then into the mid-70s for this afternoon. I'm still tracking rain that's likely to roll through Thursday night and affect us for part of Friday. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Brian.
Let's take a look at traffic here at 601 on the eastern side of Wake County. This is 64 at Lizard Lick Road, looking good in both directions right now. And as we track that trip coming in from Zebulon toward Knightdale on 64 westbound, all clear there. And then when it turns into southbound I-87 heading through Knightdale back toward Raleigh, also looking fine at the moment. All of our major routes are looking good in Wake County, also in Durham County. Just check with our partners at Waze, not seeing any crashes at the moment. We'll get another live update in about 10 minutes, Renee.
Brian, thanks. This morning, students at Michigan State University are waking up shattered, devastated from the tragic loss of three students killed during a mass shooting. A vigil will take place on campus later today, and the vigil will be taking place at what's known as The Rock on campus. New video this morning shows that it has now become a memorial. The Rock has been spray painted with the question, how many more? Flowers and candles that have been placed throughout the entire campus also placed there. Campus life has come to a halt as classes and all activities have been canceled for the rest of the week.
Personally, I agree that it's an atrocious thing, but you just can't live in fear every day. You have to just keep your head up and just take it day by day.
Vigils are being held in the community to remember the three students killed, Brian Frazier, Ariel Anderson, and Alexandria Werner. Five others are still in the hospital with injuries. A crowd gathered at Eastminster Presbyterian Church to pray and find comfort. Church members say they hosted the service to give students, faculty, and locals a chance to grieve together.
Schools in Ewing, New Jersey will be back open today after being closed yesterday in connection with that Michigan State shooting. All public schools in that city were closed after police in Michigan alerted them to a note that was found in the pocket of the gunman, Anthony McCray. The note contained threats to two schools in Ewing, New Jersey. A source familiar with the investigation says the two-page note also mentioned past shootings. Officials in New Jersey say there is no ongoing threat to schools there.
A play about gun violence opens today at a Triangle High School. The goal is to start a dialogue with students about this issue. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from Hillside High School about how this annual play will be different this year. Laura.
Renee, good morning. State of Urgency is a play that Hillside High School has put on for the past 2 years to educate people and highlight social justice issues as well as the impact of gun violence. This year will feel personal because it's hitting home for many here after a student was shot off campus, very close to campus, just last week during school hours. Students within the drama department and school leaders say State of Urgency is an outcry for people to listen and take action. This year, the sheriff's office is involved with the play. Sheriff Burkhead will have a series of community conversations with students immediately after the presentation. Teachers have also been crafting their lesson plans around the topic ahead of the event, so students are prepared to have an impactful discussion. Wendell Tabb, who retired as the director of theater last year, wrote and directed the play. He says the recent shooting is a reminder there's still more work left to do.
It's a wake-up call, because that could happen anywhere at any given time. So we need the community, the parents, we need students, we need everybody to rally around state of urgency, because it is urgent.
And again, the play opens today at 10:30 this morning with that matinee, but they're going to have several more performances throughout the weekend where the public can attend. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Durham.
We'll get some more information today from Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools as leaders there try to address the problems with getting bus routes covered. The driver shortage. This comes after the school board approved a new pay rate for drivers. So more money. The board approved a $20 an hour pay rate last night. The board also was presented with results from a recent survey filled out by thousands of families and employees. The district confirmed that since the start of this school year, bus routes were fully covered just 2 school days.
I think transportation has changed. It's more expensive than it ever has been, and I think we just need to acknowledge it and really pay for it.
For me, it's the lost instructional hours. And we're constantly hearing us speak about closing gaps, but if they're not in school, you know, we're not closing any gaps that way.
What would have the biggest?
The school board directed the administration to consider changing the elementary bell schedule and magnet school transportation. Public hearings will happen before additional decisions are made.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, a 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck New Zealand earlier this morning. Witnesses say they felt a strong shaking that lasted several seconds in the capital of Wellington. This all comes after Cyclone Gabrielle caused significant damage there earlier this week. I want to show you this video here. More than 10,000 people have been displaced. This cyclone killed 4 people, including 1 child. You can see the extent of the damage. Wind and rain knocked out power to tens of thousands of homes. The prime minister says this was the worst storm this century, and the government has declared a rare state of emergency there.
Michelle, thanks. New this morning, the death toll from the earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria has risen over 41,000. Meanwhile, Turkey has converted one of its warships into a hospital to treat victims. The 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit the area 9 days ago. This warship now houses doctors and surgeons to treat the hundreds who are injured. So far, more than 2,000 people have gone aboard to get medical treatment. That number is expected to rise as recovery efforts continue.
Duke University will hold a charity run today, raising money for earthquake relief in Turkey and Syria. And it's coordinated by a Blue Devils basketball player who's from Turkey. Sophomore Stanley Borden put the event together. It'll be a 7.8 kilometer run on the school's east campus. That represents the 7.8 magnitude of the quake that left those tens of thousands of people dead. Borden's family is in Istanbul and was not directly affected. This afternoon's run at Duke will get started at 3.
A live look now at RDU Airport this morning, where some big changes are coming to Terminal 1. Airport officials plan to speak today about Avelo Airlines' expansion into Terminal 1. The airline is making RDU one of its 5 hubs across the country. The move will create more than 50 jobs at the airport. The airline will officially relocate to the terminal tomorrow. It will join Southwest and Spirit Airlines in that terminal.
Granville County is getting feedback from parents and the community about putting metal detectors in elementary schools. They currently use walk-through detectors in all secondary schools. They are used to screen students and visitors, and they're already at use at sporting events.
Students from historically black colleges and universities across the state will meet today in Raleigh to talk with lawmakers about issues that matter most to them. As part of their HBCU Advocacy Day, students will hold a news conference at the General Assembly today at 1. They'll share their views and concerns with state lawmakers. HBCUs play a big role in our state's higher education and economy. North Carolina is home to 11 HBCUs and has more 4-year HBCUs than any other state in the country.
A new warning today from North Carolina's Attorney General about a scam that is making the rounds on social media. Josh Stein's office says it has received tips about people impersonating state government employees. The scammers will claim to be with a state agency and say you're being awarded grant money, and then they ask you to pay a fee up front. Stein's office says state government officials will never ask you for money or personal information over social media.
Car makers are rolling out new upgrades to fight a threat posed by social media. The changes they're making to try to stop TikTok-related thefts. Plus.
And this is new video showing the moments after a deadly U-Haul crash in New York City. The quick actions of police to get people out of harm's way.
Warm temperatures until we get to Friday and Saturday. Big things happening around here. I'm going to walk through our chances for rain on Friday for Fan Fest and our temperatures Saturday for the big outdoor hockey game coming up. Six 12, taking a look at some mild temperatures this morning. It's 46 right now in Rocky Mount, 51 in Durham, and 51 degrees in Raleigh. So definitely don't need a heavy winter coat. Probably a jacket would serve you just fine. And of course, we know the temperatures are really going to jump as we get into the afternoon. It's 44 in Fayetteville, 47 in Tarboro and South Hill, 45 in Irwin, and 46 degrees right now in Goldsboro. So walking the dog feels pretty pleasant again with a light jacket. We see a very fast warm up today. We're going to see a strong flow coming out of the south. It'll be breezy with some gusts out of the south up to 20 miles per hour this afternoon. 71 already at lunchtime. Walking the dog this evening at 6 o'clock, 67. I have a feeling people will be fighting over who gets to walk the dog this afternoon, but not so by Friday. I'll show you the chance for rain. Brian?
Traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes this hour of WRL's Morning News. Going to head out to Durham for a live look at I-40 at Fayetteville Road. Looking pretty good in both directions out there. And on that eastbound side from 15501 to 885, we're not picking up any delays at the moment. Just getting word of a crash in southeast Raleigh on Creech Road near Sandiford Road. We're working to get some details about that. Also seeing just a little bit of a delay starting to build on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass.
New body camera footage shows officers running to clear dozens of students off a street just a block from the scene of Monday's deadly U-Haul incident in Brooklyn, New York.
Everybody off the street. Let's go, guys. Let's go. Let's go.
So in this video, you can see the officers running towards a group of students and teachers and telling them to get out of the street and go back into their school building. Police say a man hit 9 people with a U-Haul and killing one of them. He faces 1 count of second-degree murder, 7 counts of attempted murder.
Republican Nikki Haley will formally launch her 2024 presidential campaign today. Haley plans to attend an event in her home state of South Carolina, where she previously served as governor. The visit comes one day after she shared a video on social media declaring her candidacy. She's the first to challenge former President Trump in the 2024 campaign.
Big development news for Johnston County. WRL TechWire confirms a Charlotte-based commercial real estate developer will build a 125,000-square-foot business park right near the intersection of I-40 and future Interstate 42 in Clayton. The business park, which will be known as 42 West, is set to open late this year. On the campus, there'll be 2 single-story buildings. The development will bring in at least 100 jobs to the area and contribute $20 million a year to the local economy.
2 big automakers are offering you upgrades to protect your cars from being stolen as part of a viral TikTok trend. Hyundai just announced it will soon roll out free anti-theft software upgrades to Elantra, Sonata, and Venue drivers. Kia promised its updates will be available in the coming months. This comes after videos showing you how to start their cars without a key circulated on social media last year. Insurance companies have even stopped issuing new policies for some Hyundai and Kia vehicles because of an increase in thefts.
If you use Twitter at all, a new report is revealing why you may have noticed CEO Elon Musk's tweets appear right at the top of your feed. Documents obtained by Platformer show how Musk had engineers send out a code allowing his tweets to bypass the platform's algorithm, boosting his posts by a factor of 1,000. The report says Musk ordered the change after his Super Bowl tweet received less traction than President Biden's. Musk has not directly confirmed this report, but appeared to acknowledge the change in a series of tweets posted yesterday. And this morning, Musk revealed he plans to announce a new Twitter CEO by the end of the year. He made the announcement in a video call to the World Government Summit in Dubai. Musk says he wants to focus on stabilizing Twitter first after his takeover led to mass firings and many cost-cutting measures. He joked on Twitter overnight, posting that the new CEO would be a Shiba Inu dog.
Hundreds of Marines and sailors are returning to Camp Lejeune today after a deployment overseas. About 900 Marine Corps personnel from the 1st Battalion, 2nd Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division are coming home today. They were in Okinawa, Japan for the unit deployment program. While they were overseas, they took part in security and training activities with regional allies.
Half a million people are expected in downtown Kansas City today to celebrate the Super Bowl champion Chiefs. This is video from the last Chiefs Super Bowl parade. It was February of 2020. Officials with the Kansas City Police Department say they are happy that it won't be as cold this year as it was that year.
A lot of confetti mixed with snow that year. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Meanwhile, we are experiencing a crazy spring-like feel out there, Elizabeth.
Oh, we have been snow-free. I mean, we had a few flurries early one morning a few weeks back. But, man, you take a look down the line, and there's not a whole lot of chance, at least anytime soon. Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill. Excuse me, all looking nice this morning. Our temperatures are mild, mid-40s to right around 50 degrees. You will notice as the sun comes up, a little bit of cloud cover. There's a weak disturbance that's out there. You can see it here. It's going to push toward the mountains. So just send a few clouds our way. Up near the Virginia line, there could be a quick sprinkle, but for the most of us, we're really not going to see a chance for rain today. This is the front that'll keep sweeping eastward. A low develops along the Gulf Coast and starts to push that moisture our way for Thursday night and into the first half of Friday. Here's a look at future cast. And you can see a little bit of cloud cover late this afternoon into this evening. Here's tomorrow. We get into the day on Friday. Tomorrow night and Friday morning, we're looking at the potential for some rain. That rain begins after midnight. This is 6 a.m. on Friday, so it is going to be a wet commute for us. There may be some pockets of some heavier rain during the morning commute, maybe even a rumble of thunder, but we're not looking at much of a chance for thunderstorms with this particular setup. Our atmosphere looks pretty stable once this precipitation moves on in. By the time we get to lunchtime, that rain is really along and east of I-95. And that is good news for folks who are headed down to FanFest in downtown Raleigh. It's a free festival to celebrate the stadium series where the Carolina Hurricanes are going to play outside at Carter Finley Stadium on Saturday. Now, before this gets here, there's a real risk for severe storms. It's a level 3 risk from almost the Great Lakes down to the Gulf of Mexico. And that's during the day Thursday. But look at the severe threat Friday. There is none. We'll watch in case that changes, but look at that severe potential. You can see how that really fizzles. It doesn't even make it over the mountains. So feeling pretty good about the fact that we're not likely to see any severe storms on Friday morning. So the rain tapers off by lunchtime, but here's what you do want to know. If you're headed to FanFest in downtown Raleigh, at 2 o'clock, it's 49, and at 5 o'clock, it's 48. So our temperatures will be falling rapidly through the afternoon instead of climbing, and it's going to be cold, so you're going to want a coat on for that. And then, you know, I think people headed to the game wanted to be cold on Saturday, right? It's outside ice at game time. 42. We'll hold it in the low 40s. We'll see partly cloudy skies overnight. It's going to be dry. It should be a beautiful night for hockey outside. As good as it gets around here, I'd say, especially lately, especially when we bookend this with 76 Thursday, and we're back to 70 degrees on Monday. Brian?
It is 620 right now. Let us check in on traffic around the triangle here with our live sensor map, picking up some delays as you come in from Johnston County on 40 westbound. The usual backups building right around the Clayton Bypass. Just check the sensors out there, and we're seeing about a two-minute slowdown through that area. Also have a minor crash reported on the southeast side of Raleigh at Creech Road at Sanderford Road. Just check with Raleigh 911. This appears to be a crash with property damage only, and we're not seeing any delays on the sensors in that area, so we'll watch it, let you know if it becomes a bigger deal, but right now I think you should be fine heading through that area. In Durham, no trouble on 885, I-40 and I-85 also clear at the moment.
Thanks, Brian. There's a new report from a state agency revealing shocking data about pay in hospitals. What it shows about raises for executives compared to what doctors and nurses are making.
And the Carolina Hurricanes are tuning up for this series, Stadium Series game. How they stepped up to the challenge of facing the Capitals indoors just days before their outdoor matchup.
And this morning on Today, a live report from East Lansing, Michigan, as that community mourns the students who died in the Michigan State mass shooting. Today airs right after this newscast at 7 a.m. on WRL.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
Ted Lasso fans are getting ready to believe again.
Brian Schrader's here now with What's Trending, Brian.
A lot of excitement in this room this morning about this. Apple TV releasing the new teaser for season 3 of the show, sending fans of AFC Richmond into a frenzy. Shows the players, coaches, and others in the team's locker room with signs sharing Coach Lasso's mantra of believe. And you don't have to wait too much longer. The new season of the show will debut March 15th.
You got to believe, Brian. Come on. I believe that a lot of folks will be tuning into this. Roy's potty mouth is back, you know. Folks can't wait for that. Nate is the enemy now. Nate the Great is now on the other side. I don't know. I don't want to spoil it for folks. It's going
to
be great.
I'm looking forward to more Ted Lasso-isms, you know. I mean, he's just such Jason Sudeikis' character. It's just so endearing and lovable. It's a great series.
March 15th, one month from today. The director of the upcoming Joker sequel dropped a surprise for fans. Here is the first look at Lady Gaga's character in the movie. It shows her in a scene along with Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. Lady Gaga reportedly is playing Harley Quinn in Joker Folie à Deux, which is going to be out next year.
And folie à deux is in reference to a medical term for two people, oftentimes in the same family, who suffer from the same mental disorder. So we'll see how that plays out. But Lady Gaga in it, it should be another hit.
Sounds rich. Brian, thank you. Carolina Hurricanes have some momentum over the Washington Capitals, headed into their Stadium Series game this weekend. Canes went to D.C. last night and beat the Capitals on their home ice 3-2. Canes will have one more tune-up game before this game this weekend at Carter Finley Stadium. They will host the Montreal Canadiens, PNC Arena, tomorrow night.
We now know who won the record-breaking $2 billion Powerball jackpot more than 3 months after the drawing. Edwin Castro from California is the winner and says he is shocked and ecstatic. He chose the lump sum of $997.6 million. The lottery raised a record-breaking amount of money for California public education, which will receive more than $156 million.
A local school district now paying more for their bus drivers. Coming up, we're going to tell you when this is all going to be happening and how it could change what happens with other school districts.
Taking a look outside, a little bit more cloud cover this morning than yesterday. You can start to pick that out in our live look at Goldsboro. I'll show you how it won't affect our temperatures and how warm it gets this afternoon.